World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. A week ago, they were heroes. The Rolando Paulino All-Stars had advanced to third place in the Little League World Series, and pitcher Danny Almonte had emerged as a star. But all the attention raised troubling questions, and the answers got the team in serious trouble today. CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett has the story.
He's 14, not 12, say Dominican officials who checked Danny Almonte's birth records. Almonte was overage when tossing a perfect game at the Little League World Series.
Adults have used Danny Almonte and his teammates in a most contemptible and despicable way.
Little League President Stephen Keener says the Bronx, New York team forfeits the season. Sad, says former Little Leaguer President Bush.
I'm disappointed that adults would fudge the boy's age. I wasn't disappointed in his fastball and his slider. The guy was awesome.
In the future, Dr. Jordan Metzl directs New York's Sports Medicine Institute.
This is going to be a stigma that this kid is going to have to live with, you know, especially over the next couple of months and in some way for the rest of his life.
He says Almonte's teammates should be proud of their season, even though now it doesn't count. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
Now this.
You working on the computer, honey?
Yeah, I got to make some boring pie charts.
Okay, CircuitCity.com, let's see. I'm buying the digital camera, sweet, a scanner, and the cell phone, nice.
Sweetie, I need a break. I'm going out for a latte.
We know how you feel about electronics, and that's why you can shop online at CircuitCity.com and pick up right away at a nearby store, or we'll ship to you. Circuit City, we're with you.
Hey, what's in the Circuit City bag, honey?
Pie charts?
Mm.
You can call them used. You can call them previously driven. You can call them anything you want. The point is somebody, maybe even a dozen somebodies, owned the car before you did. And before you put down your hard-earned dollars for the car, you deserve to know exactly where it's been. Get a vehicle history report from Carfax.com. They'll give you the real history of any used car. Visit CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax report. Don't buy a used car without Carfax.
Tokyo nightlife has been shattered by a deadly explosion and fire. CBS News correspondent Bruce Dunning is there.
The death toll has now reached 44, according to police and fire officials. The explosion occurred shortly after midnight Tokyo time in a small building that housed a mahjong parlor and several other gaming establishments, entertainment establishments. The cause of the explosion still is not known, but it was a massive explosion that blew a 5-foot hole in the small building.
It took 5 hours to put out the fire. Confrontation became conflagration today in Santa Clarita, California, when police tried to serve a warrant on a man believed to be stockpiling weapons. CBS News correspondent David Dow went to the scene.
It was almost surreal. Flames erupting from a home in the midst of an upscale neighborhood after an ex-felon killed a sheriff's deputy and engaged authorities in a 3-hour standoff. A neighbor couldn't believe it.
It upsets me greatly to know that there is somebody that lives in our neighborhood that is directly involved with something illegal and would have that much ammunition and firearms in their home.
Though they fired tear gas into the home, police believe the fire was set by suspect James Beck himself, who may have died in the blaze. David Dell, CBS News, Santa Clarita, California.
In Sioux City, Iowa, police arrested 23-year-old Adam Moss today and charged him with killing 7 people, including his girlfriend and her 5 children. Police Chief Joe Frisbee says the murders are among the worst in state history.
I've seen a lot of homicides in my life, no question about that. But I have never seen the kind of trauma that was inflicted in these homicides to these victims. One of the most heinous crimes I've ever seen.
In addition to the woman and her children, a 58-year-old man was killed at his home about 2 miles away. Aaliyah, the 22-year-old singer killed in a plane crash last weekend, was given a star's funeral in New York today. CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano was there.
It took but a few minutes for the funeral procession to make the short distance here to historic St. Ignatius Loyola Church, but long enough for the hundreds lining the sidewalk here to cheer and chant and shout their goodbyes to Aaliyah. Her ornate silver casket carried in an antique white horse-drawn wooden glass hearse, the top adorned with a pink and white flower spray. And as the private funeral mass began here, one of 3 open cars loaded with flowers pulled before the hundreds gathered here along the sidewalk to distribute remembrances, their own flowers, to remember a life too short. Lou Miliano, CBS News, New York.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
You know what today is, don't you?
Yes, I do. It's the 29th anniversary of Mark Spitz winning his seventh gold medal at the 72 Olympics. And Saturday?
September 8th, 1974. President Ford addresses the country with his Nixon pardon speech at 11:05 a.m.
Wrong! It was 11:04! 11:05!
Explore history's most important moments on This Week in History. Find out the stories beyond the headlines. Monday at 8 p.m. 7 Central. Only on the History Channel, where the past comes alive.
This coming from a man who thinks Betsy Ross was born on a Thursday.
She was!
It was Friday!
Yeah, in Australia.
This is Healthline. You're on the air.
Hi. My daughter has head lice.
Well, first you have to kill the lice, then get rid of the eggs.
Oh, what do I do?
Try Pronto. The Pronto system helps take care of both problems. Maximum strength Pronto shampoo kills lice. Two treatments are required.
And the eggs?
Pronto egg remover helps remove up to 35% more nits than shampoo alone in just 5 minutes.
Wow, thanks.
The Pronto system kills lice and helps remove the eggs.
More casualties in the battle against western wildfires. Three people were killed today in the crash of a helicopter that was helping to fight the big Fridley fire in Montana. Bob Hope is on the road to recovery. The 98-year-old entertainer has been hospitalized in Burbank since Sunday when he was admitted with a mild case of pneumonia. His doctor, Lee Kagan, says Hope continues to improve and is likely to go home over the weekend.
I'm impressed with how quickly he has responded, actually for a 98-year-old man. He has turned around as quickly as I might have expected from a much younger person.
After treatment for an enlarged prostate gland, John McCain left a hospital in Phoenix today. Joanne Terry of station KFYI has that story.
Arizona's senior senator joked with reporters as he left the Mayo Clinic 2 days after the procedure. With wife Cindy at his side, Senator McCain stressed that it was a routine operation.
Absolutely no cancer, absolutely benign. It was enlargement that had to be reduced.
The senator plans to rest at home over the Labor Day weekend and says he'll return to Washington when the Senate convenes Tuesday. Joanne Terry for CBS News, Phoenix.
There's another big lottery jackpot. The seven-state big game is up to $115 million for tonight's drawing. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Mom, why do hamsters pee when you squeeze them?
Sometimes with kids, it's not the why, it's the why do you ask.
Why do worms stay salty?
Ugh, just grab the Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and go. One squirt and wherever those hands were, they're sanitized. Perfect for the purse, the backpack, the briefcase. Purell kills 99.9% of germs, which is critical.
Why can't I eat gum off the sidewalk?
99.9% of the time. Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer. Go with it.
The boss calls you Bill. Your name is Frank. 9 to 5 is really 7 to whenever. Group project means you work, they sleep. The truth, that's the working world. Unless you're great at what you do. At BrilliantPeople.com, the professionals from Management Recruiters International are waiting to match perfect candidates with perfect jobs. With no slackers along for the ride on your coattails. Fare thee well, leeches. BrilliantPeople.com. The jobs, the recruiters, the good life.
Small gains in the stock market today. The Dow up 30 points to 99.49. The NASDAQ up 13 to 18.05. You like music, young man? I'll give you music. 19-year-old Alan Law, charged with disorderly conduct for cruising Cambridge, Ohio, with his car's sound system blasting, was given a choice by the judge. A $100 fine or 4 hours locked in a room listening to the Polka King, Frankie Yankovic. Law opted for the polka penalty. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, August 31st, produced by Greg Armstrong and Steve Gossett. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.